All right, here we go preparing for the final game at Mall of America Field. Had a good walkthrough this morning on Christmas Eve. Looking forward to this afternoon's practice as we prepare for an NFC North opponent who's a very good football team. We know we're going to have to play our best game of the year in order to have a chance to be successful, but our goal is to close the building down with a win. So we're going to work as hard as we can this week to get that done. We'll learn more about injuries after today's practice. We want to get a few guys out here and see if they can move around a little bit. We don't expect to have Toby at this practice or Adrian, but we're hoping to get one of those guys back on Thursday. So we'll learn a little bit more about some of the other guys as we go forward.
Toby, is it looking pretty doubtful, just the fact that he had that hamstring and then re-injured it?
I would say so at this point, Brian. We'll see what happens on Thursday when we come back. But the fact that he aggravated in that ball game probably makes it a little bit tougher, but we'll see.
Has this Lions team evolved much from the first time you played them this season?
They are still a very potent offense. They were at that time. Their defensive front is still, very, very good. And their linebackers are playing well, also. So they're still a very similar team to the one that we played early in the year, the first game of the season. And they've gotten better in a lot of areas. But the strength of their team is for sure their skilled guys along with their defensive line, which is very, very good. That hasn't changed.
I saw that your comments to the Detroit media earlier today, you said you addressed the team, about your job prospects, and you thought maybe it was a distraction that you didn't last week. Could you kind of elaborate that on what you told them earlier today?
That's, what you read is what I said. I just, it's like the elephant in the room. I just felt like I needed to get that addressed. Looking back at it, probably should have dealt with it a week ago. Don't want those guys to be distracted. Want them to focus on the opponent. I felt like we got a little distracted last week, and want to make sure that we're all focused on one thing, and that's winning this game against Detroit.
How did you address it? In what manner did you say, "Hey, the reports are out there," but what did you say after that?
Just concentrate on this game plan and this opponent. Take care of what we can take care of, and let's keep our focus there.
What gave you the feeling that they were distracted last week?
Just my gut. But just making sure that we're all focused on Detroit, and that's the only thing that really matters.
Get that feeling less. Was that last week or looking back on last week?
No, during the week. So.
Did you bring that up at all when you met with your team leaders? Was that one of the subjects that came up? Did they kind of give you the idea that we want to see you address this, or is this just something you kind of decided to do on your own?
My decision.
You did that today, this morning? Okay.
We think so. We're planning on him practicing. Now, he went through the walkthrough, everything went fine, so we expect him to practice today.
You talked about the defense yesterday and some of the difficulties. If you guys give up 17 or more points this weekend, it'll be the worst defensive season in Vikings history in terms of, points given up per game. You as a defensive coordinator formerly, how do you feel about that? That's probably not something you want associated with one of your teams, I guess.
You don't like to give up a lot of points, for sure. So we're going to work as hard as we can to get a win on Sunday. That's more important than anything that we're going to do. We like not to give up 17 or more points, but more importantly, we want to win this game. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks.